We're here for you when you need us. Trust Towboat US to keep your boating experiences smooth and worry-free. Check HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall. It's out of here. It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Friday, September 12th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush and Mike Vaughn with you. Glad to have you here inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. We are live inside the cozy confines of the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Mike Vaughn has reached halftime. And I watched Mike. He was toweling off, and he got a cold beverage, and he was watching the film for the first 3 hours, and I saw him huddling up with somebody back there. I don't know who that was. I assume position coach of some degree, trying to figure out how he can get better in the second half. Mike, how was halftime?
I'm looking for the electrolytes, Qualk. I'm trying to recapture some of that, but I'm ready. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. Ben Milstead, travel schedule. Travel, man. Travel schedule gets you on Fridays for road games. Even a road trip to Georgia Tech? I was thinking about this. I was actually thinking about Oregon traveling to Northwestern and the logistics and the planning required to do, like, cross-country travel multiple times a year. And I was really thinking about how I'm just not an ops person. I don't want to be an ops person. I just don't. I would never want that job.
I think the biggest one I've seen this year is Stanford. Stanford starting in Hawaii. Then along the way, they're going to be in Chapel Hill. They're going to be in Miami. And then one school a little bit further north, if I've got that right. We added that up in the preseason, and it was several many thousands of miles that Stanford will travel to play road games this year.
I'm glad you said it that way. Many thousands of miles.
Yeah, many thousands of miles.
Yeah, it's quite an ambitious schedule for Stanford. Cal gets to stay. Cal's got a couple games on the West Coast that are, you know, keep it a little bit lighter. But yeah, it's a little bit tough. Text from the 864 says, and this is great. Speaking of Stanford, women's soccer last night had dramatic draw versus #3 Stanford at home. Were you there, Mike? Were you calling it last night?
I was not there.
Oh, man.
So I've had to miss a few of the women's games on Thursday nights, and it just kills me because, of course, I'm following it on the socials. But I was very proud of the ladies for getting that 2-2 draw, especially such a big caliber team there. I mean, were you there?
I was not there. I did TV for volleyball last night.
Okay.
Speaking of kills. You said it kills me to be there, and it reminded me. Volleyball last night swept Elon. Now, Elon's got a new coach. They're it's kind of late in the cycle, too, so they're a roster in transition, like on the fly roster in transition. Came from D3. Good dude. Like, he's going to do a good job. They were totally overmatched by Clemson last night. They played every player on the roster. The three-setter, the leader in kills in the match, only played the third set, was the only freshman on the team. They're deep. They're talented. They already have wins over South Carolina and Georgia. They are 7-0 for the first time since 1999. Very impressive start for volleyball. They have only gotten better. I did not think that they were going to play better last night than they did against Georgia, but I think they did.
And on top of that, Clemson volleyball having a great showing on the Tiger pregame show.
Oh, that's right. You're going to hear from Kennedy Wagner and Mia McGrath tomorrow. Not in the flesh, because 6 a.m. and they played. They played yesterday. They played tonight. They played tomorrow at 4. Like, they got some stuff going on this weekend. They will be back in person, is the plan, next week.
I gotcha.
For the Syracuse game inside Burton Gallery. But they did some pre-recorded stuff for us this week. So
it's good stuff. Pretty, it's good stuff. Good. I've enjoyed listening so far.
Ashby and Ashley are going to be in here, though. I told them, I was like, look, man, this is unpaid labor. Like, you do not have to show up at 5:30 if you're unpaid labor. And they're like, nah, man, we're good. We're good. Ashley was like, I can't wake up. I said, okay, all right, man, I'm telling you, it's early. Love the enthusiasm and the eagerness. Yeah, getting a point off of Stanford in the top five, down 2-0, with the first goal coming the 81st. And both goal scorers having never scored a goal in college before. It's pretty good. Eddie Rowanski loves his freshman class, and you saw why last night. Pretty good. Some other things that happened last night. I got to be honest. I have a big picture take that is going to rock socks, and normally I don't do this, okay? Normally I don't do this because normally I'm wrong about these things, and I can tell almost immediately, okay? I can tell almost immediately you either don't know or you're wrong about this. I was right about the Green Bay Packers, that the addition of Micah Parsons was going to turn Green Bay, already a very good team with a very good roster and a team coming into its own, as a Super Bowl caliber team. And I recognize what the Eagles did to the Chiefs and what they did, especially late in the year, just dog walking people all over the NFC. I understand that there are other contenders in the NFC. I think Dallas is still a good roster. I think Washington is a good roster. I think Detroit has a good roster. I think the Rams are good. Like, I think there are other good teams inside of the NFC, but the Packers last night, what they did to Jaden Daniels, again, they put him in jail for a lot of the game, and the way that they have throttled two playoff teams at home. But two playoff teams in a row in the Lions and Commanders make me think that my pick of the Packers to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC and lose to the Chiefs, because the Chiefs never lose 2 years in a row. So that was sort of the default. But, like, the Packers, through 2 weeks, they got to do it 15 more weeks, Mike, and then through the playoffs. But they look like the best team in the NFC so far through 2 weeks, because not just because of who they beat, but I think it's how they've looked and how they've been able to beat these teams.
And all of the comments about the Packers uniforms last night.
There were lots of comments about the Packers. What do you think about? What do you think about the all white and sort of that look?
I mean, if they're going to do the yellow stripe on the leg, why not have a little bit of that gold on the jersey as well? That was kind of weird to me. Is like, I don't know. It's not a classic Green Bay uniform.
It's not a classic Green Bay uniform. The white helmet, the white jersey, the white pants. It's not a classic Green Bay uniform. I'll admit, I would rather them wear the green pants or the yellow pants. I would rather see something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to disagree in this. I like that the main color was clearly green and the accent color was clearly yellow and that both were prominent, if that makes sense.
I got you. Now, I enjoyed that. I didn't get to see this game, but seeing the some of the replays this morning, I am pleased that I have Jaden Daniels on my fantasy team.
I do have Jaden Daniels on one of my – I have three fantasy teams.
Oh,
I have Jaden Daniels on one.
How in the world do you keep up with three with all that you have on, going on, Mr. Quackenbush?
It's very difficult. I do it because, you know, when you're an investor, you have to juggle all the balls in the air to make sure your investments are sound. And basically what I do is I spend the first 6 weeks and I start going, okay, how many of these teams can actually win this league? Because if you don't win the league, you're a bad investor, okay? So I got to figure out who can win this league, and I spend more time with those. I already have one roster that I'm thinking, maybe a playoff team. I got two rosters that I'm like, I like you. And the one that was involved last night had Jaden Daniels at quarterback and the Packers defense. So I was a little bit in conflict, but I really like both, so I'm going to play them both, okay? And so Packers defense got me points last night where Jaden Daniels just did not. It was not a high-scoring game for Daniels. You're already sort of playing a dangerous game playing Thursday night quarterbacks with the way that a lot of those games typically go, especially early in the season. But I do like the Packers defense, especially with they're moving Parsons around like crazy. And even without Parsons, like if they had not made that trade, I think they're a very good team. But with Parsons, I think Green Bay is outstanding. I understand because I picked them, I have an affinity for the Packers. That was my dad's team growing up because Indy didn't have one when he was growing up, and so it was either Packers or Bears. He picked the Packers. So he rooted for like the Bart Starr Packers. Like he rooted for the old school Packers, and then we as a family, like we watched Brett Favre win the Super Bowl, for example. Like, you know, when I remember the first time I played Madden, one of my favorite teams to play with was the Packers with Antonio Freeman and Mark Chimura and like that offense, and then like Wayne Simmons at linebacker, former Clemson Tiger, Reggie White. Like those are the Packers teams that I remember. Those were fun teams to play with.
Well, then you've got to remember Robert Brooks from Greenwood then.
Robert Brooks, that's right. Yeah. That was the other receiver. That's right. I was trying to think. There was another one named Robert, and it was on tip of my tongue. Thank you for saying that.
There you
go. Robert Brooks, South Carolina native. That's right. Sterling Sharp was a little ahead of me, but I mean same basic like We had some good South Carolina natives. Like, I think pretty much all the time the South Carolina natives at the skill positions in the NFL. But during that era, pretty good.
Little fast or a fastback G trivia for you there, Qualk. The first team to use the fastback G after Green Bay, most people think it was Georgia, but actually before that, Greenwood High School.
Greenwood High School, Georgia stole it from Greenwood.
There you go.
They drove really fast up across the border over to Greenwood, swiped the design. Dorsey Levens, yes, the old Packers, the mid-90s Packers. Give me some Dorsey Levens in the backfield. Give me Dorsey Levens and then give me Amon Green. Give me Amon Green out of nowhere, unheralded, going for $125 every game. Yes, those are great freaking teams. Love those teams. But the Packers, you know, I saw they did a thing last night. The Packers, they did on Amazon Prime. During the broadcast, they talked about how Bart Starr and Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers all won a Super Bowl at age 27. Then they were like, Jordan Love. And I thought, pow, yes, my man, you're going to be right. I was like, yes, I high-five myself. Hey, that's a great pick. I didn't know that stat. Super. Yay. Yay for me. And then they go out and do that to Washington. And it only makes it more... like more real, you know.
Yeah, I never knew that stat either.
So 2 weeks in, we've done a quarter of a victory lap. We're stopped right now. We're just gonna watch week three, and then we're gonna keep on going. Text your point, Leroy Butler. God, those are some great Packers teams. Some great Packers team. That's like elementary school, first, second grade Packers teams. Like I said, first time I ever really cracked Madden was playing with them. The other thing I watched last night was NC State and Wake Forest. I got some stuff to say about NC State, and I got a few things to say about Wake Forest. I got a lot of things to say about NC State. Namely, I tweeted something defamatory about NC State that I am fully embracing. I did not delete it, but it needs an update, so we're going to do that. Did you see my tweet on NC State?
I did not. I'm sorry.
I found a GIF of a dancing turd, a dancing poop, and I just said NC State's defense, and it's a dancing poop.
And somehow they pulled it out.
And you know why? Because I didn't think people would get the TCU purple hot dog. If I posted a picture of the TCU purple hot dog that looks like that, I don't think people would get it. When you type in doo-doo sandwich into any, like, Google or any GIF, anything, it does not know what you're talking about. So, there was some really disgusting stuff that I did not want to expose the people to, but NC State's defense looked like that in the first half. Second half, not so much. We're going to talk about that.
And Faxon and I both go 0-1 in the Roar Pick'ems this week.
You know what? I want to know I want to know your rationale for that when we come back. I want to know what you saw with Wake. I know what Faxon's rationale was. Faxon's rationale was he's got to keep writing those checks. He wrote that big check, and so now he's got to keep writing those checks. Every week he's got to write the Wake Forest check. He's got to write Jake Dickert's name in at the ballot box every week. I want to know what you were thinking. And not because I disagree and can't see it. I'm just curious what you thought you were going to see from Wake Forest and NC State. And, you know, it's not like NC State covered at the start and covered in the middle and covered at the end. It took the whole game for NC State to actually be in position to cover this. So I want to know, did you see what you thought you were going to see with Wake Forest? Stay with us. Much more to come on Out of Bounds. We're going to talk Clemson, Georgia Tech, Georgia Vandy, and Georgia Tennessee and South Carolina Vandy. Vibes, predictions, analysis. I want to hear from you today. Open phones throughout the show. 654-ROAR is the number. Hour one continues after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Dreaming of building your dream home on your own land without the hassle of having to draw plans from scratch? Introducing Homesites by Hunter Quinn Homes. From cozy and quaint to spacious and grand, our award-winning floor plans are the perfect starting point for your dream home, allowing you to customize our plans to fit your needs. Our dedicated local team will make the building process a breeze. Don't settle for a one-size-fits-all home. Search Hunter Quinn Homesites online to explore our plans and build a home on your land that's truly yours.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
A fan favorite for almost 4 decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Straight Up Sports is simply all sports, all the time. Straight Up Sports is a collection of retired and award-winning sports writers and sports broadcasters from around South Carolina, like Bob Gillespie from the State Newspaper, Scott Kiefer from the Greenville News, and Mark Sturges from ESPN Upstate. Straight Up Sports is about the stories, just like the days gone by, with no editors nor managers involved. Check us out on Facebook or Twitter or online at straightupsports.net.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Huge savings on Dell AI PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors are here, and they're newly designed to help you do more faster. They can generate code, edit images, multitask without lag, draft emails, summarize documents, create live translations, and even extend your battery life. That's the power of Dell AI with Intel Inside. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hour one continues out of bounds. William Quaggenbush and Mike Vaughn with you. 654 Roar if you'd like to get in. 654-7627 on the phones or on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line. This hour, the program is brought to you by our friends at Toyota of Easley. You can go see them on Highway 123. You can go to the new car lot. You can go to the pre-owned car lot, which is sort of catty corner across the street. You can also, if they run out of parking, you can go to the lot next door because they took over the old furniture store and there's more parking for Toyota of Easley. It's awesome. They continue to expand because they can and because that's what they need for more inventory. That's what they need for more spots for their service center. That's what they need for you to come and test drive new vehicles, for you to come and talk with their sales staff and meet ownership. Ryan and the good folks there on site daily. You can't say that about a lot of car dealerships, that their ownership is on site daily. They are proud of that. You can also start the process online, totaleasy.com. I've said this many times during COVID, when the entire car industry had to pivot to online sales, Toyota of Easley really didn't because they were already doing it. They were already a pioneer in the space. They saw the future to some degree. And now lots of car shopping is done online. You can either buy something on the lot or customize a new vehicle at toyotaofeasley.com. Go online and find what they can do for you, or you can go chat with them on 123. That's Toyota of Easley, where their name means a great deal. Yeah, texts are talking about Gilbert Brown. Oh, Gilbert Brown, the big 360-pound behemoth in the middle of that Green Bay defensive line. Yeah, those were some really good teams. I enjoyed that. Texter says, Jordan Love on my fantasy team, solid outing last night. Jordan Love, that was a good one. All right, 654 Roar is the number, 654-7627. The other thing that I saw last night, the other thing that I recognized last night, I watched the first half of NC State Wake Forest. I got home, volleyball was quick, so I got home just in time to watch the end of the opening kickoff of Wake Forest and NC State. And, of course, Wake takes it to the house. And Wake's up 14-0. And Mike Vaughn is thinking, hoo-hoo, that's nice. I've already spotted 14. And I kind of thought the same. Like, okay, you know, I think NC State's going to move the ball here. But when you spot a team 14, you're playing with fire. You're dancing in the flames just a little bit. This is not ideal. in any way, shape, or form. Mike, in the second half, and I did, I said that NC State's defense was dancing poop. Because it was. It was dancing poop. It was poop with legs. Like, this was one of the worst defensive performances that I have seen. And I know that because, as I said yesterday, I have seen 15 years of Robbie Ashford as a college quarterback. This guy was throwing to, like, Travis Benjamin-type receivers, okay? Like, this guy has been playing college for a million years. And never once have I seen him just, like, darting the ball all over the defense. Just like, shoo. Just throwing BBs out there. Just knifing the defense. He was 12 of his first 14. 12 of his first 14. Seven of those completions were for first downs. Four of them were for 26 yards or more, and one was a touchdown. I mean, there is absolutely no reason whatsoever that Robbie Ashford should be doing that to anybody. Actually, you know what? I'm looking at that wrong. That was actually a pick six. I actually picked six, so it was a touchdown for NC State. Sorry. I didn't want to give that to Robbie Ashford. When your defense is getting carved, I mean absolutely worked by Robbie Ashford, then you need to come to Jesus meeting. In the first half, and I'm going to actually include the Virginia game in this because there were six quarters of football where Virginia had 514 yards on NC State. They had 257 sack-adjusted rushing. They had 250. Oh, they had no sacks. 257 passing, 257 rushing. They basically, NC State was asking them how they would like their yardage served. Would you like it on the ground or would you like it by air? And then ushering them to whatever yard line they were comfortable with. That's what NC State did in the Virginia game. Very much a bend but don't break. I look back at the drive chart of that game, not a single three and out. Not even one three and out in that Virginia game. In the first half against Wake Forest, similar deal. In the first half against Wake Forest, 33 plays, 267 yards. If you do the math on this, that's six quarters against ACC teams where combined, 75 for 514 and 33 for 267. Do this math for me, Mike. That is, I want to make sure I get the math right, 781 yards allowed on 103 plays. I think that's like 7.8 yards a play or something like that. 7.7 yards a play.
7.58.
Okay. 7.6 yards a play is egregious. That's like you're playing with seven people, okay? Yes. That's terrible. So NC State's defense is giving up all kinds of stuff. And I'm going, they're winning four games. Like, I don't care how good C.J. Bailey is, they're winning four games. If they don't start stopping Wake Forest. And then in the second half, this is what they did. Something happened at halftime. They figured it out. Because they stopped Wake Forest finally on a three and out. First time they stopped them without a pick six. Stopped them three and out at the end of the half. They go three and out punt, three and out punt, three and out punt, three and out punt, interception, turnover on downs.
Wake did not get a first down for 30 whole minutes.
Yeah, not real time. Game time.
Right.
Game time they didn't get a first down in 30 minutes.
After going 6 of 6 on third downs in the first half.
So if you're looking at this game, and I was thinking, okay, this says more to me about NC State than it does Wake Forest. This defense is dreadful. And then they sort of pulled themselves up by the bootstraps in the second half. And now I'm like, okay, maybe they're a bowl team again.
Now let me ask you, Qualk, I told you I didn't see the game. In the fourth quarter when this targeting call against Harsh, was it, I believe?
Yes.
A harsh call against Harsh?
Yeah, harsh call against
Harsh.
Was
that something that woke this defense up? Did that get them turned around? Or did they already have things in hand by that time?
I thought they were already in a good spot. Now, I will say Wake Forest didn't execute very well. They couldn't run the ball. Damon Claiborne could not run the ball in this game. If they ran it, it was Ashford. That's probably the most surprising thing is, like, Wake Forest was dialing it up, throwing the ball. It wasn't Claiborne. If you told me that NC State had a hard time with Damon Claiborne after they gave up 8 yards a carry last week to Virginia, I would have said, yeah, sign me up for that. But they didn't. They redoubled their efforts against the run, and Claiborne who I was certain was going for triple digits in this game. In fact, I gave out an underdog play that he was going to go higher than 83.5 rushing yards. He had 35 yards on 12 carries last night and caught 8 passes for 33. So even if you include receiving yards in that, he had 20 touches for 68 yards. They did a very good job on Claiborne. They just couldn't figure out the passing game with Ashford. And, you know, maybe Ashford turned into a pumpkin a little bit. I'll tell you what helped is C.J. Bailey was absolutely dynamite. Hollywood Smothers had 164 yards on the ground. And really, for the first time this year, I became impressed with NC State in the second half of that game. Now, I laid the 7.5 in our contest, and I was thinking that NC State would win the game something like 38-17. I really did. I thought it would be like 38-17, and it might be, you know, it would take two halves. But I really thought that Wake Forest would hang in because they would keep the ball away from NC State because they would have to run it with Claiborne, and that Claiborne would be able to run it. The fact that Ashford was doing it was one of the most mind-boggling things that I have seen, and it really is not that much of a wonder to me that that game plan only was about a 25-minute game plan. That was not a 60-minute plan for success. What did you see from Wake last night? You took the points. I'm curious, what did you see from Wake or NC State that got you to that point, and do you think you saw enough of it last night?
So often when I think teams are evenly ranked, I think they both have a chance to win the game. I look at two things. I look at who's the home team, which Wake was, and then I look at which one do I least like. Which one do I like more? And obviously I'm going to favor Wake Forest over NC State every day when it comes to that critical stat. But I was really torn on this one, as well as several other games on our pick'ems that I'm sure we'll get to throughout the show today. But it just came down to a kind of a 50-50 for me, and at the last second I chose Wake, and then I sent my picks in.
Okay, so I would say the principal reason that I thought about choosing Wake Forest is you really are better off taking home underdogs, especially if they're getting a bunch of points on Thursday and Friday nights. You take a home underdog in those situations. Like if a home underdog is getting more than a touchdown, I'm thinking very seriously about that. So I did think very seriously about Wake Forest. And you look at them and you're like, God, they almost lost to Kennesaw. NC State beat Virginia last week. Again, Tim Beret points out we've heard the Dabo stat a million times. Like until the Duke game in 23, until the Duke opener in 23. They had not lost a game where they had 200 rushing and 200 passing. And that was like the harbinger of success, was 200 rushing and 200 passing. NC State won a game where they gave up 250 rushing and 250 passing. And they won the game. Like Virginia, that's probably a first in Virginia history. Like you were perfectly balanced in yards, 257, 257, you lose a game. Because you moved it literally every time, but NC State was ahead some of those times. You missed a long field goal, and then the last two, I think it was a turnover on downs close to the end zone, and then an interception. But, like, NC State never stopped Virginia once, and they didn't stop Wake Forest one time, not until the last possession of the first half. I still am not sure NC State's defense is very good, but I don't think they're the worst defense I've ever seen like I did in the first half.
And looking back on last week, I actually took NC State, even though I was pulling hard for Virginia. I think that was one where I psyched myself out a little bit. I won that game, but I think I was, you know, doing some reverse psychology on myself and somehow snuck in a win by picking NC State last week.
You know, professionally, last night was very good for us because as a station, we were not very good last week. Like all of the 8-4, 7-5, like all of those games, 10-2, went the other direction. So the afternoon ended up way under 500. We're not very – I think only 3 of the 10 of us were over 500 last week. And most of us were under. I think 5 of us were under and 2, maybe 5-5 or something like that.
And you have the two leaders on your side too. You got Sam and Ramona.
I'll take it.
Both leading the group. So we got to make some coming back this week on the morning team.
We'll take it. We'll take it in the afternoon. Short break. When we come back, I have thoughts on I have some new thoughts on the Clemson game, on the Georgia game, and South Carolina game, all in sort of the same bucket, and I'm curious to get the thoughts of the people as well. Curious to get your thoughts, Mike, on it. 654-ROAR is the number. Before we take our break, let me tell you about Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Your tailgate headquarters. There's never been a better time. There's never been a better place than right now at Ingles. I'm telling you, folks, if you go to, and I know you can download the Ingles app. You actually should download the Ingles app. But if you go to ingles-markets.com, you can see all the great deals before you ever go to the store. Before you ever do, ingles-markets.com. They have the free curbside pickup is available. They have things like this. They have things like they always have deals on Pepsi products or Coke products. That's just sort of the way it is. They also have a deal on Duke's mayonnaise this week, $3.98 each. I told you they have deals on Coke products. The 24-pack of cans, you can save a dollar with a coupon. So that one it does require a coupon. The 2-liter Coke products, 3 for $6. Frito-Lay party-size snacks, $4.98 each. I love that. That's the Doritos Tostitos family that I'm a big-time fan of. And then if you get the 6-pack of 500-milliliter bottles, yes, indeed, we're doing milliliters on the program, you can buy 2, get 2 free, which saves you like $18. That is outrageous. At Ingles, low prices, love the savings. We'll go to the phones when we return. Hour one of a Friday show returns after this. Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Looking to refresh your home without breaking the bank? At Linden Floors, we've got you covered, literally. We're a local, family-owned business that's been bringing beauty and durability to homes across the upstate. Right now, grab our luxury vinyl flooring for just $1.99 a square foot. Yep, you heard that right. Whether you're remodeling or just sprucing things up, trust the team that treats you like family, Linden Floors. Call us at 864-494-4317 or stop by today at 101 Chester Street, Spartanburg, and step into something better. Linden Floors, where design meets durability.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176 or visit cantyconfixit.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Transmission problems. AAMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AAMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year 100,000-mile warranty from AAMCO of Greenville today.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Tapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today, and let's build dreams together.
Clemson country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
You know, I see Old School is on hold as we're back for hour one of Out of Bounds. We continue to talk college football. And I appreciate that Old School is on hold because it allows me to say what I would like to say and what I knew I was going to say today, because I knew that we were going to talk about Underdog today. I just want to give you some numbers, okay? I just want to give you some numbers, and then I'm going to give you the context of them. The numbers are this. 167, okay? 167, 147, 195, and 332, okay? 332 is going to be the outlier there. What do you think those numbers are, Mike? Would you have any way of knowing what those numbers are?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, neither would anyone. Those are the last four passing yardage totals for Tennessee against Kirby Smart in Georgia. So when I go on Underdog and I see that Joey Aguilar's pass yards number is 210.5, lower, so much lower. My God, lower than, oh my gosh, way lower than 210.5. Maybe 110.5, way lower for Aguilar. Because Georgia's going to smoke Tennessee. And you can take advantage of this gift of a number on Underdog. It's the best place to play daily fantasy. I'm going to be playing some baseball tonight. I'm re-engaged in baseball because the Reds are a game and a half back. It was just yesterday they were 5 games back, and I thought my season was over. Now they're a game and a half back at the third wild card spot, and they're in Sacramento playing the Athletics. So I'll be playing some baseball tonight. I'll be playing some college football tonight and tomorrow and NFL Sunday. I'll be doing that. You can too. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won. Billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. For that, we go to Old School in Georgia, who joins us next. What's up, Old School?
Quark, how you doing?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate the other day when I called in and you called me out like you did, telling me to put my big boy pants on and quit fretting over the result of the Georgia game. And since that time, I did just that. And I got Georgia winning. I got Georgia winning 27-14.
I'll take that.
I don't think that Tennessee is going to be able to handle our run game. And I don't care about all the short passes that we're going to throw tomorrow, but we will be having some long passes in there. I got Clemson winning 24-17. And I got one upset for you. I got Florida over LSU.
Ooh.
That's going to be like 28-24.
Oh, man. Oh, that would be – you know what it would be? It would be classic Billy Napier stuff. Billy Napier's got that Tommy Bowden, like, just when you think – just when they light the match to light the torch, just when they're sharpening the pitchfork, you give me a win out of nowhere that gives you a reprieve for a month. That would be great.
He's like a vampire.
You know, vampires do work because, you know, like the Tiger Stadium at night is an evil place. Yeah. We know that. It's an evil place. It takes evil to win there.
It's a night game, so we're going to see if the vampire can rise again, okay? All right. Y'all have a good game.
I love it, Old School. Thanks very much for the phone call. Right. I told Ben, our show is going to pull numbers in Knoxville when Tennessee wins 38-17. Like, it's just going to pull numbers. Knoxville, it's going to be the number one rated show in Knoxville next week because I am that convinced that Georgia is going to absolutely steamroll Tennessee.
Not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast. Okay, you've got Tennessee.
Now, I think Georgia's going to win this ball game, but I took Tennessee because they're at home, and I think it's going to be tighter than 7 points.
Listen, it might be tighter than seven. It could be tighter than seven. This is one of those games where I'm looking at where the line started and where it is now, and I'm going, wait a minute, I could have played this on Sunday, and I felt like I would have played on Sunday at 7. Now I get 3.5. Well, that's just free money. That's just free value. Like, I think Georgia's covering the original number. I don't even need 3.5. It's my favorite play of the week. In fact, I think the best play on the board this week, I told Ben this. I had asked Ben for clarification because we didn't actually talk about it. But in our OO Bank this week, I am doing Tennessee's team total under 22.5. What's the most points that Josh Heupel has scored against Georgia? I mean, what is the most points that Josh Heupel scored against Georgia? The answer is not 23. I can tell you that it ain't 23. Even when they had over 300 yards passing back in 2021, they got smoked. They lost 41-17. Last year they were up 14-0. They were up 14-0 in the game. Scored three the rest of the way. They literally cannot score more than 17 on Georgia. Josh Heupel and that high-flying offense have scored 17, 13, 10, and 17 in four games. And Tennessee's got to score 23? I'm sorry. They could play on the moon. They could play in the pit of hell. I don't care where they're playing. Tennessee's not scoring more than 17. Until they score more than 17, I'm assuming they're scoring 17 max. We're sort of leasing that on my other point. And we'll go to Chuck and Taylor's. Got a couple good questions on the Adams Grooving text line as well. If you got questions today about these matchups, get them in. Because I have lots of questions and also have some thoughts. This is a conviction that I have about this game. That Georgia, to varying degrees, never looks impressive against the Austin Peays of the world. They just do not look impressive.
In fact, Qualt, you've got to go back to 2016. the last time, I think it's the last time Tennessee beat Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
When they scored more than 21 points that day, beating Georgia 34-31.
The average margin of defeat for Tennessee in these games, too, is like 24. Like, they're not even, these games are not even close. They are blowouts. They get bludgeoned to death every year. I had a couple Tennessee fans hit me on the text line the other day. I was like, well, I mean, they made the playoff last year. Well, yeah, they got smoked by Georgia. They got blown to smithereens. Like, you're up 14-0, and they beat you 31-3 the rest of the way. I mean, NC State treated Wake Forest that way. Georgia is to Tennessee as NC State was to Wake Forest last night. I mean, like, that's what happens. They're going to score early, and people are going to freak out. They're gonna light the stadium on fire, and then Kirby's going to figure it out. In the last three quarters, Tennessee's not going to score a touchdown. It's going to be like 35-17, something like that, 34-17. Those are my two plays. My favorite play is Georgia minus 3.5. Easy money. If Josh Heupel does the best he's ever done against Georgia, he could lose by 10. I mean, it's not even like Heupel's been close in his games. They're not even close. And in the way that these games have gone, you have to think that is a scheme-on-scheme thing. I mean, think about what Brent Venables did to Paul Johnson after, 2012? I think 2012 was the last time he got a million yards in points. But, like, after that, Brent Venables figured it out. And then Paul Johnson, that option was not moving the ball on Clemson. They were not doing it. Similar here. Georgia's figured out Tennessee. Better offenses than this one at Tennessee have thrown for 125 yards against Georgia. And this Georgia defense is good. I don't think it's an all-timer like their national championship defenses, but I think it's really, really good. Texter asked this question. Who's a better quarterback, Nico or Joey Aguilar? You know what's funny? And Chuck and Taylor's are coming to you. I think one of the dumbest things that I've seen this happen this whole season, and one of the dumbest things that will happen this whole season, is Joey Aguilar's dad opening his mouth, talking about who won the trade after they beat ETSU last week. Hey, Bubba, how about beating an FBS bowl team before you start figuring out who won what trade, all right? Because I'm here to tell you right now, I don't think UCLA is any good. In fact, I think New Mexico could very well beat UCLA this week. I don't think UCLA is any good at all. And maybe he thinks because he's treated well at Tennessee and because they got better players than they do at UCLA that they won the trade. Let's not do that with 10 games left. Because here's what I think. This could be crazy. I think Joey Aguilar is a fine quarterback. I just find it hard to believe that Joey Aguilar is a better quarterback than Nico. I don't believe that. I can't believe that. Chuck and Taylor's joins us next. I'm going to talk more about that in an hour or two because I think it's a pretty fascinating subplot today. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Quark. Hey, man, I'm kind of excited. I finally get to talk to you.
Yeah, man.
You share, buddy.
Absolutely.
But, Quark, I've been thinking about this, and I want your opinion on it, and then I'm going to ask the question, and I just like to listen to you. I've loved your show since you were doing high school games.
Thank
you. I've
been
listening that long. But, Quark, I'm old school Clemson fan for 50 years, and we used to could listen to the coaches preseason. And they would tell, and I'm not blaming calling our coaching staff out. I'm not. Maybe they're seeing something. And it's every college team now. They will tell you stuff preseason. Oh, our quarterback looks great. Oh, our line looks great. Oh, our defense, they're coming along. They're great. I realize it's their job to tell the fans that. But back in the day, Quark, it was nothing like that. They would come out and just say, hey, We're struggling a little bit here. We're struggling a bit. But nowadays, you understand what I'm saying, Quark. I mean, we hear a lot of rhetoric, especially from Clemson. I'm just not seeing – and Carolina, look at Carolina. Oh, our offense is going to be great. Well, it's like Clemson, the defense is playing better than the offense. What do you attribute that to?
You know, that's a great question, Chuck. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. We got about a minute left before top of the hour. I'm gonna answer that. I'll answer it now, and I'll answer it on the other side as well a little bit. broad strokes, I think he makes a good point. You feel like vibes are just higher now. Now, part of it is that I think every word that coaches say is more accessible to us. You know, it used to be that practice was accessible, but like maybe coaches weren't, or maybe coaches' words weren't parsed. Like, not every coach has film press conferences that you can pull clips on Twitter. There weren't 30 national podcasts and a million local outlets who have to come up with things to write, and so the comments of the coach then get doubled and tripled down on by other people listening to the coach. And so I think it's less that the coaches are positive and more that the amount of people talking about the teams has significantly increased, both professionally and then just the personal people who's like to do it. Now, there's another thing at play in the modern era that I want to talk about in a moment that I think may be part of the rise of that kind of stuff for hour two.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.